is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome my colleague Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing his column at Real Clear Politics about a new book I intend to look at very carefully by an esteemed professor at Harvard Law School, Cass Sunstein. The book's entitled On Liberalism in Defense of Freedom. Peter, a very good evening to you. Professor Sunstein is very well known throughout the academic world, but as a popular author, he has his moments, and this would certainly be one of them for the large number of people who believe democracy is at risk, that liberalism is being shoved aside by personalities now in the Trump administration, and that I will take the metaphor that the professor uses for himself. He's under siege. When did this happen, Peter? I was 5 minutes ago, Professor Sunstein was the belle of the ball. Good evening to you, Peter.
Good evening, John. Well, Professor Sunstein still is the belle of the ball. Professor Sunstein is not merely a law professor at Harvard Law School. He's a university professor at Harvard. This is one of, 15 or 20 positions that lift even chaired endowed professors above everybody else with special privileges. So professionally, Professor Sunstein is flourishing. He remains by far the most cited law professor in the land. So, personally, he's doing well. When he says that liberalism is under pressure, even siege, I think he means that the doctrine to which he subscribes, which he champions in this book, has been subject to criticism, even fierce criticism, from the right and the left in the university world and in the larger intellectual world.
The reporting, he says that liberalism, the term, has roots in pre-modern virtue of liberality, which encompasses generosity, openness, and public-spiritedness. All right, that's fine. I don't know that anyone would reject any of those qualities. What does he think's happened to them?
Well, he doesn't linger much on those qualities, except to suppose that he and his fellow liberals, those who are devoted to liberalism, exhibit those qualities. The real problem, I think, for him is the fierce incoming criticism that he takes from the new right and from the, you could call it the woke left. And he's not wrong. The new right criticizes liberalism for bringing about the collapse of the family, undermining traditional values, being permissive, tolerant of criminality, in general, promoting widespread immorality. That's what the new right says about liberalism. And the left, coming at the other direction, decries liberalism. So it says that liberalism is too weak, too temperate, too compromising to handle the entrenched inequalities, racism, sexism in the United States, to really take on corporate power, to really do what's necessary in the economic sphere to combat environmental degradation. So fierce criticism from the left and from the right, that's the sense in which he believes liberalism today is under siege.
Everything's in an example. I saw a video from California recently. It was flabbergasting. A young man, trim, very thin, looking as if he hasn't worked for a long time, in Southern California, talking to the interviewer about how an NGO comes by each week or each month and gives him $200 worth of food stamps. I'm thinking wow. Each week, $620 of cash. This is his report. And makes it very available to him if he needs clean needles and drugs every week. And I thought, this is an extension of the liberal trend in California. Somehow
yes.
They're keeping that young man healthy, or they believe they're keeping that man healthy. So they have good motives, but the result is chaos, Peter.
Yes.
And is that what Mr. Sunstein regards as pluralism?
Well, here's the thing. You put your finger on it, John. He announces the criticisms that the new right makes which you're referring to, permissiveness when it comes to rampant criminality. And he simply dismisses these criticisms as if they come from deranged partisans, as if there's no truth in the complaint, or if calls to defund the police, calls to release non-prison convicted criminals or release them quickly. He acts as if these tendencies have nothing to do with the liberal sensibility. I think they do have something to do with the liberal sensibility. The liberal sensibility, granted, gone awry. The liberal sensibility taken to an extreme, not the essence of liberalism, classical liberalism, but still a derivative of liberalism. And so I think it's better to say that liberalism is under pressure, even under siege, in part because of the manifest failings of liberalism.
He believes that liberalism has a big tent. Isn't that what the Republican Party believes also? I'm confused here by metaphors. Is he ironic about that?
In this particular case, I do not think he intends to be ironic, even though actually his tent turns out not to be that big. He mentions about 10 or 15 fellow scholars who are part of his tent. He says that he himself is in favor of a liberalism that champions experiments of liberalism. He touts his own toleration. But one could wonder how big his tent really is without subscribing to his progressive sensibilities. Now, in fairness, he does note that libertarians who are more often associated with conservatives are a kind of liberal. But anybody who spent some time on university campuses recently will see that liberal toleration generally does not extend to the right of center.
You report that Professor Sunstein believes that we who are not describing ourselves as cast unseen liberals misunderstand liberalism. Now, I've done my best here to go into his definition of liberalism. It's about freedom. Do we disagree with freedom? I'm unaware of that.
Well, it turns out, of course, that there are disagreements among we champions of freedom about what's at the center of freedom. So, for example, Sunstein emphasizes that he likes best liberalism that's built around experiments of living. Of course, there are limits to these experiments. Those limits come up when they involve direct injury to another person. But he wants to celebrate the liberalism in which people, break with tradition, defy authority, invent new ways of being human. An older understanding of liberalism, one which I think is actually at the core of the modern tradition of freedom, says that the essence of the freedom that we should respect is the freedom grounded in rights that are shared equally by all. This is the natural rights freedom of John Locke and the founders of this country. And I think that's actually what can create a very big tent. Not only people who are more drawn to experiments of living are welcome in that tent, but traditional religious folk, libertarians, people really of all stripes. The only condition is that they respect the equal rights of other human beings, fellow citizens, if they're Americans.
Another example from California. I've seen this within these last days. The new mayor of San Francisco says that he and his authorities will no longer tolerate drug use in the open in San Francisco, which everybody goes commonsensically. What a good idea. Now, how did we get here? We got here by a liberal assumption that people were free to conduct themselves in their own choice as long as it didn't hurt someone else. Isn't that how we got here? They skipped the part about self-destruction.
Well, they certainly did. And again, they took a principle connected to freedom, which is that individuals should retain control over the most important aspects of their life. And they took it to an extreme. The tradition understands the most important aspects of their life, with whom to associate, how to take care of your daily bread, what kind of job to have, what products to buy, what products to consume, how to raise your children. It didn't intend the freedom to purchase drugs on city streets, to use them on city streets and harass people on city streets. That's taking freedom to an extreme. I would say not the true liberalism, but the people who call themselves liberals were not aggressive enough in policing the outer limits of legitimate freedom.
I'm speaking to Peter Berkowitz over a new book that I have not read. Peter is reviewing for his Real Clear Politics column. Peter's at the Hoover Institution on liberalism in defense of freedom. When we come back, Peter's correction of the understanding of liberalism in Cass Sunstein's book. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.